I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
12:45, we'll have our weekly fireside chat with Nationals play-by-play man, Mr. Charlie Slows. And thanks again as well to Lorenzo Alexander for joining us first couple hours of the show today. He's always a blast to hang out with, man. One of my favorite guys. He'll be back on Thursday chopping it up. If you missed any of that, first couple hours of the program, talking about losing weight, hardest food to give up, home run derby, NHL or NFL, skills competitions, NBA salaries, a whole bunch of fun stuff with Zoe. Go to grantanddanny.com for that podcast. But right now, as we normally do here at noon on the Grant and Danny radio program, which you're listening to right now, a little thing called the Beltway Blitz, where we spin you around the Beltway, all the things that you care about in D.C. sports. I want to start, Tommy, with the Redskins. Our buddy Chris Russell covers the Redskins, among other things, here for 106.7. The Fan, he's an insider, I tell you, an insider. Russell, pretty much no progress, as far as we know, on this Cousins deal. More and more people now seem to be saying that nothing has changed, and we don't expect it to. What are you expecting?
Don't expect anything to change. I think I said with you, Danny, maybe yesterday, and I know last week, 10 to 15% chance. I would probably say after, you know, some of the things I've heard and some of the people that I've talked to over the last 48, 72 hours, I'd probably say I'll give it 5%, but that might be kind. That might be courteous. That might be over the top.
Here's what I want to get to, I guess, Russell. If it doesn't happen, and I don't believe it will, you don't either. I know Grant doesn't. I don't want to speak for him, but he's out on vacation, so I guess I will. We've all kind of come to this consensus that they're not going to all of a sudden have a change of mind. Ross Tucker, I guess Jason Lockett, four other people say, no, common sense is going to prevail, and they're going to do this. Mm-hmm. What if it doesn't happen? What does it mean? What are the repercussions for this franchise?
So if it doesn't happen, obviously, by next Monday's deadline, I mean, of course, the repercussions are not immediately felt. We have to kind of go through the season and see how that works. But if, say, and I heard Florio in the update with Pete, just say, well, you know, like this is an opportunity for one more crack at the pinata next year. And that's true. The only problem is if you go to next year, again, don't get a deal done by next Monday's deadline. If you go to next year and say Kirk does, 32 touchdown passes, 16 interceptions, a 2-to-1 ratio and 4,600 passing yards. Now you paid him $20 million last year, $24 million this year. You can transition tag him for $28, you can franchise tag him for $34, but then you're also talking about 2019 built on top of that. So now you're talking about the $72 million guaranteed over the first 3 years plus what would be guaranteed in 2019, and that's just a starting point. So now you're talking, what, $150 million in total guarantees when to get a long-term deal done if you wait until next February to iron out a deal. Next February, that's even before you put whatever kind of tag you're going to put on him next year again to secure his services. And we're just talking obscene, absurd amounts of salary cap space. They have the money. Forget the money. The money's not even important. It's the salary cap space that is important.
Russell, the running game is something that we don't talk about enough here. And I know your Johnny running game. You wish they could run the wishbone and hand it off and get 3 yards in a cloud of dust every time.
Right.
Let's go into this thing. Samaje Perine, everybody kind of conventional wisdom thought that he would win the job. But then you listen to Jay Gruden cut promos about Rob Kelly, and it's his gig. And don't forget Chris Thompson is your third down back. Who leads the running backs of the Washington Redskins, assuming health, in touches?
Yeah, I mean, I think it will be Robert Kelly overall, just because he's got a little more experience, A, in the system, and B, picking up blitzes and pass protection and all that. And that's one of the areas that people often dismiss and forget about. In order to stay on the field, and we just don't know this about Samaje Perine except for what he did in Oklahoma, in which he was fine. I wouldn't call him great. I would call him fine in pass pro at Oklahoma. We just don't know how he's going to react and how he's going to be able to. I'll tell you this. I would say Samaje Perine's got a long way to go. if he's going to exceed and outlast both Chris Thompson and especially Robert Kelly, just from this standpoint. You know, Randy Jordan, the running backs coach, he's not a softy, Danny. He's a tough, hard-nosed guy, as Matt Jones can kind of, you know, deal with, and others that have quite honestly come down the pike here in just the last couple of years. So I would still hold on to the Robert Kelly as the lead overall guy. But P. Ryan is, of course, going to be part of the package.
Russell, thank you, buddy.
Thanks, pal.
There he goes. There goes Chris Russell. I want to talk about the Wizards, please, Tommy. Bring on our buddy Jay Michael of CSN, who covers the Wizards for that station and website. Jay, what did you make of John Wall's comments and then further clarification of those comments? I had no problem with how honest and correct he was talking about Paul George and Otto Porter and even his sort of clarification. Again, I agreed with all of it, but some people seem to be upset and have their feathers ruffled by it. What did you make of those comments?
People always want to get ruffled by stuff that John says. If you pay attention to John Wall all these years, one thing he does is he's very candid about stuff. And that's part of what, you know, why people like me actually like covering him so much.
Yeah.
Because he's not going to give you the kind of answer that you would expect, that kind of cookie cutter answer. So I didn't think there was anything wrong with it. He's correct. Otto Porter's a role player. Paul George is a superstar. I don't know what's so hard to understand about that. And I didn't take anything that he said as personal or venomous, or he said anything really negative about Otto. I think it was a case that he was praising Paul George, which he's a four-time All-Star and an All-NBA player and an All-Defensive Team player. None of those things that Otto Porter's been. Yeah, that's true. And I don't see a lot of it. I think it's people wanting to find something to be alarmed and getting up in arms about. It absolutely doesn't matter. Otto's got his $106 million. He's a good player. He's a good piece to have. Everybody's happy.
Jay, so looking at this Wizards club, they're kind of locked in. Not kind of. They're locked in now, unless something else can happen. It's kind of trying to shoot the moon here, but let's speculate. Let's let hyperbole run wild in the middle of July. Is there something you could see Ernie doing, whether it's moving on from a guy that we thought was going to be here for a while, maybe getting a little bit worse for some flexibility down the line? Or do you see this is the roster minus a couple undrafted free agents or some summer league guys that will kind of rotate in, G League guys, et cetera? Could you see another move being made? And if so, what might it be?
I think it's the latter. I don't see much being done, because the only moves you really can make right now because of the cap situation is your trade. Like, you know, this isn't a case where you could just cut some guys, you're still under the salary cap, or and you can bring in some guys at the minimum salary and be okay. You can't do that now. And even trades right now, because not only you're an over the cap team, you're an over the luxury tax team right now. Even trades are more difficult and more restrictions put on you when you are in that position. So those are even harder to execute. Signing trades, for instance, not that the Wizards are able to sign anybody right now and be able to do that. Signing trades for them, the acquisitions of that would be difficult as well because of their restrictions because of their cap situation. So I would say don't expect anything significant at all. If you do see something, it will be something minor at the end of the roster, because you have two non-guaranteed guys there, and Daniel Eshefu and Sheldon McClellan. If there's any movement, it'll be in that regard. And remember, they have one more guy that they can acquire for that G League contract, for that two-way deal. And that doesn't count against the salary cap. So I think that's the most significant move that'll happen next.
Jay, informative as always, man. Stay cool out there. It's like hot and humid outside. It's like walking in soup.
It was only 104 degrees yesterday. That was a win. It actually felt like fall weather, believe it or not.
Goodness gracious. Thank you, buddy. I always appreciate the time.
All right, Danny.
We'll see you, man. There he goes. That's Jay Michael. And that's how we belt way blitz. We do it every day. It's like the pancake breakfast, except it's every single day, not just Saturdays. I want to talk about something ESPN did. The worldwide leader put something together with a few experts on the National Football League. They don't view the Redskins favorably in a number of areas, and I want to chop that up with you guys, and let's debate it. We'll do that at 12:18 here on The Fan.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.